All right, all right. Welcome to the Nikki Ray Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. That was Miss Betty Rock. About that. That's what she says. She's about it. We're so glad to have you here tonight. Yes, it's Wednesdays, wind down Wednesdays. We get it in each and every Wednesday. We have a special treat for you. We have I'm So G3. A.K.A. G3 coming through, and we can't wait to talk about his upcoming project. I want to let everybody know that you can call in at 323-580-5749, and if you press that 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to either myself or our guest for tonight. Also, you can go to the social networking sites. Follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH. Or you can follow the Nikki Rich Show on Twitter at Nikki Rich, NIKKIRICH _ show. And go to Facebook, The Nikki Rich Show. You can go to facebook.com/TheNikkiRich. Like our fan page. And our official website is NikkiRichShow.com. That's our official website. All right, we're going to get into it, guys. But right before we get right into everything, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back to some hot new music. Y'all keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
About Infinite Style, wow. Infinite Style is an online specialty boutique that caters to full-figure women, such as myself, and the fashionistas worldwide. They offer fun, flirty, and fashionable pieces for women sizes 12 to 24. They're so committed into making a full woman look like how we should feel, confident and fabulous. With the most recent relaunch, Infinite Style now takes a more intimate approach to serving its clientele. Women can expect a hand-selected collection, which boosts department store quality. They're offering all the styles and all the latest trends so that you and I can show it off to the world. I know you're wondering, what makes an infinite woman? Curves! That's their goal, to offer us the best in quality at an affordable price. Log on today at www.infinitestyleonline.com and be sure to like them on Facebook at Infinite Style Online. They also have a Twitter at Infinite Style, #4U, for new merchandise, discounts, events, and more.
This is Dan Brown, the barber, representing BarberLife.com, that Team Exotics Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
All right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. Let's get this thing popping right now. We're going to get into some hot new music from none other than Miss Shanika Knowles, Bring On The Rush.
This will be the best day. of my life. I can make it happen, make it feel right. This will be the moment of my climb. I can feel the breakthrough. This is my time to find my way. Brave today, feel so alive.
Knows, bring on the rush, bring on the rush. Right now, we're going to go to Neo Kid
Sunny
Digital. All day, I'm moving pounds of kush, straight distribution. Hit the club every night, kill the execution. Gallon up the tux, cause a straight brain contusion. Still manage count 100 racks out the Louis. Gucci, design the web, keep the bitches doing. Your whole life saving, one night I just blew it. Hit the forward door, Porsche, we straight cruising. Throwing money on the highway, I just lose it. Future, tell them niggas cool it. We talking choppers round here, never screaming truces. I see a bad bitch, I hit the gas and chuck the deuces. All day and all damn night, he falling foolish. Yeah, all day I'm moving pounds of kush, straight distribution. Hit the club every night, kill the execution. Gallon up the tux, cause a straight brain contusion. Still manage count 100 racks out the Louis. 100 racks, 100 racks, 100 racks, 100 racks, 100 racks, 100 racks, 100 racks.
Excuse me, bitch, if I sound kinda arrogant, hey. But I've been getting money, rocking ice, yeah. Living lavish, yeah. Breaking on her dirty flight. See her get my catalyst, this is on her racks, ain't got nothing to do with my management. Set a pound, I cook on fire, smoke it like a chimney. Every time I kill the club, I'm boosting my adrenaline. Is that it cost? Back to back, 100 packs, 100 racks. A gallon, know that liquid crack designer. This designer.
All day I'm moving, pounds of kush, straight distribution. Hit the club every night, kill the execution. Gallon up the dust, cause a straight brain contusion. Still man, it's count 100 racks, not to lose it. 100 racks, 100 racks, 100 racks, 100 racks, 100 racks, 100 racks, 100 racks.
All the most I got to split. All the ice I blow a check. Italian on Versace. Put some on that lot for me. You roll my execution list when I see you, nigga. I'm knocking you off. Yeah, you should probably Castellano. Yeah, might be in John Galliano. Or JMO, Kush marijuana. Just some touch, do whatever the fuck I want home. And I keep Louis on my logo.
All day I'm moving pounds of kush, straight distribution. Hit the club every night, kill the execution. Gallon up the dust, causing straight brain contusion.
Blog Talk Radio.
What it is, this your boy J.O. Winston the Canada. One on my earth, know I'm saying, coming out from 706. Here I tune in to Miss Nita Rick, Blog Talk Radio. If y'all ain't tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the pro, bro, get with us, get rained over. Get with us, get lost, homie. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have to let us go on a well. The time y'all tune in, let's get this thing pop.
All right, welcome back to the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show. And you know what? It's that time to bring in our special guest for tonight. We would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, G3. What's going on?
What's up, Miss Rich? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to be on your show. Been waiting for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're glad to have you in the building, man. I know you've been doing some major, big things. So we had to bring you aboard the Nikki Rich Show. We only have the hottest guests. You know how we do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I already know how you do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and let everybody know where you're originally from and where you currently reside.
I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, but currently right now I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Been here for about... Atlanta.
And how long you been there?
I've been here since I probably was like, I don't know, 9 or 10. So I pretty much grew up here in a way. And, yeah, like, so once I left Michigan, it's like I go back and visit every so often, but, you know, I feel like I'm from Detroit and Atlanta at the same damn time.
That's real. That is real right there. That's what I'm talking about. You doing your thing, man. So, now, how long have you been in the music industry?
Not very long. I've been doing it since late 2010, so that's not very long whatsoever, opposed to what a lot of people are in the music industry, but I haven't been doing it very long, since 2010, late 2010, I've been just grinding ever since then.
And you just been making it happen. Now,
making it happen.
Now, who has influenced you since you've been pursuing this vision here?
I would say Kanye, Nas.
Okay.
Just like real hip hop, you know, Tupac, Biggie, KRS-One, T.I., Big Boy, the whole Outkast. They really influenced me a lot just with their wordplay. I like to keep it hip hop. You know what I mean? I like the real beat. I'm a lyrical rapper, you know, and I'm able to switch up and be versatile, but lyrical is what I do. You know, I'm a lyrical rapper. So among those artists, those are who I look up to and continue to influence me today.
Okay. Now, when it comes to music, I know you're saying you're a lyrical rapper. Have you ever thought about being or, you know, dibbling and dabbling in any other genre or any other style of music?
Yeah, like I have a lot of songs that none of them, no two songs are the same. You know, I'll get on beats that I did a remix to Meek Mill, I'm a Boss. You know what I mean? So
okay.
It's like I can get on different beats and just spaz on them. So I don't have to be lyrical every single time. I got a witty flow. Like I'll say things that most rappers probably won't say, or I'll make a certain noise that most rappers probably won't. So there's nothing that I won't do on a track, but you know, I do step out of my comfort zone and try different things all the time. I have a track that was just sent to me. It's a jazz and hip-hop track. So, you know,
okay.
That's me branching over into the jazz genre and, you know, getting those people that are into that kind of music and then putting my twist on it with the hip-hop, you know. So I'm always up to new different things and trying different things and you know, like I said, stepping out of the box and, you know, doing something I'm not normally used to doing.
Now, with you pursuing your vision also and stepping outside the box, have you ever thought about collabing or teaming up with any other artist, whether it's mainstream or independent? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, actually right now I do have a collaboration joint that will be hitting iTunes and the radio soon.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a song with Lil Corey, to Say Yes, Lil Corey, Hush Little Lady, Lil Corey. Like I said, he's an R&B artist, you know. So me branching over and having, tag teaming up with him on the track is something that's great. I'm always open to collaborations. I mean, I can put my twist on it and they can put their twist on it and we can come together and make a great track. I'm always open to it, you know what I mean?
And what was it like working with Lil Corey?
I mean, it was good. It wasn't no pressure. It was like a very, like, smooth transaction because I know him on a personal level, so it's not just business. You know, I go over his house and we play on the PS3, you know, stuff like that. So it was like when it came to making a song, it was just like a mutual thing. It was no hesitation, no, you know, it was just like a smooth transaction because I met him through somebody. So it wasn't even all the way about the business at first, you know. So, I mean, the track came out great. I can't wait for everybody to hear it. I think that people are going to be very impressed with what he's doing and still continue to do now and what we were able to come up with.
And that's real. That is so real. Now, tell us a little bit about Perfect Timing, because I know this is Perfect Timing on the Nicki Rich
track. Yeah. Perfect Timing. I got sent the beat from one of my producers named D-Ski out of New York. And he sent me the beat probably like a year ago. And I found it on my computer and just kept listening to it. And I was like, I need to do something today. So I just, you know, what I normally do is listen to the beat 100 times, freestyle a little bit, and just start writing to it. And I just felt like Perfect Timing. I just feel like it's my time right now. I feel like I'm what the gang's missing in a way that it's flooded with a lot of nonsense right now. And I do feel like I would like to give people that hope that hip hop is still here, no matter if you're young or old. I'm 21 years old, but I got the mind of a 30-year-old man. You know what I mean? So I feel like with Perfect Timing, I was able to execute my plans with being lyrical at the same time, but giving them my aspect on this is my time, you know, really showing them that this is really just like the perfect timing for me to come out. And I just think they're going to love the song. I love it. I love it.
And I know you got a story behind this as well, and people can learn about that and everything, your movement. And where can I go and find that as well?
You can find it on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at I'm So G3. story, my bio is on my YouTube where you can read about when I was in the hospital on life support and everything like that. And that's youtube.com/G3Elite. And you can like you can read up on that and understand why I really do music.
And that's real. Well, we want you to debut it here first tonight on the Nikki Rich Show. Perfect timing.
All right. It's your boy G3 coming to y'all live right now from the Nikki Rich Show. And I'd like for y'all to check out my new single, Perfect Timing.
Yeah. G3, D-Ski on the beat. Ready?
All right.
When it's all said and done, my heart won't fear. I'ma look up to the sky, thank God I'm here. I'm shining, just call it perfect timing. And you can't stop me, can't stop me. I'ma make it to the top, boy, watch me. I'm shining, just call it perfect timing. Ain't nothing you can do. No hesitation would distract my concentration. I got my mind on the presidents, no Ronald Reagan. Oh, you talk about it, but join the conversation. Oh, you really about it, but join my congregation. Oh, I'm taking over, boy, G3 is taking over. I'm number one, extra cheese, what I complete your order. They show me a lot of love, that give me hope and faith. I'ma do it, what's top for hip hop, for goodness sakes. Look at me, yeah, mama, look at me. I'm so about my biz, my last name should be my peace. Look at you, to my eyes, and tell me what you see. Beat, A, I'm everything you can't be. See, you don't know what I've been through, and no idea what the hell I'm finna do. A mastermind in its prime, boy, I do it really. Now welcome to the city, where we don't share pity.
When it's all said and done, my heart won't fear. I'ma look up to the sky, thank God I'm here. I'm shining, just call it perfect timing. And you can't stop me, can't stop me. I'ma make it to the top, boy, watch me. I'm shining, just call it perfect timing. Ain't nothing you can do.
I done been through it all and I ain't done yet. My thoughts wrap around your scalp, nigga, ball rat. But I'ma show my ass off, boy, rat. Got that scope aiming at your mouth, now gargle that.
Oh.
I done lost many, but the game plenty. When it comes down to it, I just do it for my city. So Detroit City Councilman and committee. Put your 313s high in the sky with me. I'm a force to be reckoned with. I'm finna take this to another level, bitch. If I offend, I'm sorry. I'm about to shut the game down. Sorry, Jason Malik and Tia Mari.
Yeah, boy,
you don't know what I've been through. And no idea what the hell I'm finna do. A mastermind in its prime, boy, I do it really. Now welcome to my city, where we don't share pity.
When it's all said and done, my heart won't fear. I'ma look up to the sky, thank God I'm here. I'm shining, just call it perfect timing. And you can't stop me, can't stop me. I'ma make it to the top, boy, watch me. I'm shining, just call it perfect timing. Ain't nothing when it's all said and done. My heart won't fear. I'ma look up to the sky, thank God I'm here. I'm shining, just call it perfect time.
All right, we live with G3. Now go ahead and let everybody know, man. That was hard. Tell us about the production on that.
My producer out of New York, D-Ski, he produced the beat. I write and record and edit everything. So everything on that track besides the beat is me. So from him making the beat dope, hot, fire, what he did, and then sent it to me, and I just did my thing on it. That's how I get down. I write, record, and produce everything when it comes to my vocals and edits and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, man, we are glad to have you here, and I see you doing major things. Now, what can we expect from G3?
I feel like once I dropped the Burning Paradise mixtape, I feel like people can expect just hope, you know what I mean, faith in music, faith in hip-hop music again, you know what I mean? And, I mean, I'm branching over. I want to have a clothing line. I mean, I just want to be just a household name. I want G3 to be on boy shorts and T-shirts and hats and socks. I don't care where it's at, as long as, you know, I'm branding a name so people can expect that.
Okay.
I am an artist that takes his, you know, his music seriously. And it just branch it off into a bigger and better empire. Like, I want to get to the level where I can help other artists. Once I'm comfortable, you know, once I get straight, you know, once I get my, you know, my right, you know, once I get my stuff straight to, you know, help other artists. I want to have a lot of foundations. You know, I grew up in foster care. I was in homeless shelters and stuff like that. So I would want to have an organization that will help, you know, underprivileged kids and families and, you know, mothers or single parents as a whole, and help them get back on their feet, you know, because I live that. So it's like, I just want to be just a idol that people can look up to when it comes to handling a business, or, you know, just being a people person and just understanding that, you know, life is short and you got to live it how you can, and can't do it by making other people happy. You got to do it make you happy. And me going through what I've been through has opened my eyes to that. So they can expect a lot. Once I drop this mixtape, I feel like it's going to just branch off into something very big that's going to be bigger than me. You know what I mean? So the mixtape,
it has a
message behind it. The Burning Paradise, the title, you know, I was working, I was going to school, I was doing my own thing. And then on October 8th, 2009, I was on life support for 30 days. So it's like, you know, I thought I was in a way, you know, we think we're in paradise, we think we're untouchable, you know, and I was, you know, I wasn't doing anything. I don't smoke, I don't do anything like that, but that happened to me. But that's why I came with the title Burning Paradise, because, you know, we don't live in it. When death is, you know, is an option, we don't live in paradise. So
exactly.
I feel like people are going to be impressed with what I've come up with and what I did, wrote from track 1 to track 26, all me. So I'm just ready. Miss Rich, I'm ready.
Now, since you went through those challenges and, you know, how was it going through that, and look at where you at today? You're here on the Nicki Rich Show. You know, how did you handle all that? Because I know it's hard, you know, being in the hospital, going through foster homes and all, challenge after challenge, but you still kept pushing through, and you're still pushing through right now. So what do you do to keep you motivated, keep you inspired, to just keep going? Because I know you have those days where you just want to stop and say, I can't do this no more. It gets tiring. It's getting frustrating. So how do you handle that?
I pray. I pray. I stay close to God. And I just pray. I stay level-headed. I have great friends around me that keep me, you know, keep my head leveled, to where I can stay focused, you know what I mean? And they want me to just focus on the music. No stress, no nothing else, just focus on the music. And like I said, going through those things and having my family is one of the most important things. My mother, you know, my uncles and my grandparents and stuff like that, and, you know, very close friends. And just having a good support system and people I can go to talk to, because I'm such a down-to-earth person. Like, you know, normally if we're not talking about music, like right now, other than that, I can call you and we can just have like a regular conversation and never mention music, and you wouldn't even think that it's me. You know what I mean? So like I said, I just stay. I pray a lot, and just look towards, you know, talking to my friends. If I got something going on, you know, I tell folks, if I got something going on, I'm calling you, Nicki. I'm calling you on the phone. Like, look, I got something going on. So you know, can we talk? Can I talk to you about this? Like I said, just keeping close with God, that's one of the main things, and knowing that he kept me here for a reason. You know, like they were telling my mother, like, you know, I wasn't going to make it. I had 24 hours to live, you know, so I figured, you know, they don't pray to the same God I pray, you know, so just staying close with God, that's what keeps me moving all day, every day, nothing more, nothing less. It's just a blessing to be here, and I feel like this is why he kept me here, was to spread the music, spread the love through music. so people can, you know, really understand what it's like to go through those things, that people that don't go through those things, you know, and understand you don't have, you don't have to be a product of, like, you don't have to be a product of your environment. And I feel like a lot of people use that as an excuse to do stupid things. Like, you know, like, so I've lived in worst places of the worst places, but if you stay close with God and you continue to do you, you know, there's nothing but positivity to come out of that, you know. So
exactly. I agree. I so heartily agree with you.
That's so true.
I mean, because you don't have to, like you said, be a product of your environment. All you got to do is just keep focused. You know, we all have challenges. I know sometimes you might think, like, oh, my goodness, I'm going through this. This is the worst. But it's always somebody that's going through something a lot worse than you are.
Yeah, always. always.
You know?
Ain't no telling what you was probably doing October 8th, 2009. You was probably, you know, out partying. And like you said, well, you could have been at home looking at some bills. And you thought, you know, what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do, where I'm going to live, stuff like that. But it's another lady named Nakia Best out in Woodstock, Georgia, and her son is dying. So it's like it's always somebody else out there doing worse than you. And you got to look at your situation as if, you know, you could be dead. You could be, you know, paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
You could be homeless. So it's like I try to make the best out of every situation and not let it bring me down. Because I think about it a lot. And even though it's been almost 3 years, like it's been 2.5 years now, I still have symptoms from that. Like, my lungs will never be the same again. I have 5 chest tube holes on my torso. It's like, you know, so it's like, even though it's over and done with, but I still suffer from it, and I will continue to suffer from it until the day I actually die. God, you know, God forbid, it's no time soon. But that, so it's, it's a constant reminder every day that I'm here for a reason and that it's a blessing that I'm still alive. So it's all a great value.
It is. And you know what? You are here today on the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station. and it feels like Motivated Mondays, to be honest, because you are really bringing it tonight and you're really motivating. So it's awesome, you know?
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Well, now, is there any web links that you would like to share, any Twitter, Facebook, whatever have you?
Man, I got 3 things. I guess I can, I just made an Instagram. I'm new. I know I'm lame. I just made an Instagram. And I know, but it's the same one, I'm So G3. Like I said, Twitter, I'm So G3. Facebook is G3 Elite. YouTube is G3 Elite. Anything else out there is not me, so do not add them nor request them because it's not me. So those are, like, the main 3 things. Like I said, all my YouTube is constantly being updated. I have live show performances. I just did I'll be uploading a new video probably tomorrow of me at Magic 1360, a home of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I did a radio interview out there. So it's always being updated with something, even if I'm just at home and I just want to just do a remix or something just to keep my fans updated, know that I'm steady working, I'm steady grinding. And, you know, a lot of folks would have been gave up by now because not a lot has happened. But to me, I'm sticking with it and I'm steady growing. And people better get out of my way, man, because I'm coming. Like, when I drop this mixtape and I drop the song with Lil Corey and I drop Perfect Timing and I got another one, it's like people are going to be impressed, but they better get out of my way because I'm coming for the top spot. So it's on and popping now.
I know that's right.
I want to give one thing. I want to give a shout-out to DJ Plug. I told him I would shout him out. That's future DJ that he worked with, Waka Flocka. I just got to connect with him, so he will be helping me promote the mixtape to a very extreme level, livemixtapes.com, in the club. I got a few tracks, a track called More My Weight. You actually go on SoundCloud, SoundCloud right now. I think it's SoundCloud / I'm So G3, and you can download More My Weight. It's a club track that's being played in the club right now. And it's one of those Travis Porter type songs. You know, one of those type of songs. So, you know, just wanted to shout that out.
All right. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines. I see we have the lines are buzzing. And if you want to talk to G3, all you got to do is dial 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749 and press that 1. Right now we're going to a 404-558. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Nikki, this Crunk Crunk. What's going on?
Nothing much, Crunk Crunk. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. We are live with G3. I know you
what's
got
up?
A chance to check him out.
What's going
what up,
on, man?
Man, just yo, you know, we got an entertainment group called Inner Circle Music Group. You might want to follow them at Inner Circle Music Group 1. That's Inner Circle Music Group 1. We got all genres of music. We can definitely get you placement with major artists. Shout out to my Neil Fat, Terry Schmiller, you know, doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, out there in New York, Cali, you know what I'm saying, man. I'm telling you, man. If you really want to go places, go to the top, man, we got major connections, man. I'm talking about we've been in the industry over 10 years plus, man. Don't put out
okay.
hits with your boy Brian Michael Cox. Shout out to B. Cox, you know what I'm saying? The Emancipation of Mimi album, the Confession album, Usher, you know what I mean? Destiny Child, just to name a few, you know what I'm saying, man? Like, people just don't really know. It's crazy, man. Like, we got all songs, man, the tracks, man, like for movies and whatever, man, you know what I mean? Like, if you really
okay.
trying to get out further your career, man, I'm telling you, placement,
now, what's,
whatever.
What's your Twitter again?
The Twitter is Inner Circle Music Group 1, the number 1.
All right,
and everybody listening, I see the phone lines is crazy. So Inner Circle Music Group
Circle.
1.
Yeah, in the circle, INTHE Music Group, the number 1.
Okay.
How was your holiday? How was everybody's holiday? I hope everybody had a nice, safe holiday. I know I did. Ate me some good shish kebab, went on the grill.
And that's crap, crap out of that
Atlanta. Good mac and cheese. Yeah, it is.
Yes, and we thank you, Crunk Crunk, for supporting the Nikki Rich Show and coming through. And he's out of Atlanta, correct?
Yeah, out of Atlanta.
Okay,
he's
so you definitely got to link
now.
Up.
Yeah, definitely.
And you definitely got to link up with Crunk Crunk, you know, because he
oh,
got
yeah,
it all locked.
Follow me on Twitter. I met with Shaw at Uptown Coming the Corner. I'm an inspired comedian slash actor. I only just stepped into the comedy thing just to kind of get me a little repertoire out there and a little
okay.
background. You know
what
I mean?
So what's your Twitter, Crunk Crunk? What is the Twitter?
Oh, the Twitter is Crunk Crunk. That's K. Start with a K now. K-R-U-N-K-K underscore K-R-U-N-K-K. Crunk Crunk. And understand me, I ain't got to be drunk for me to be crunk.
Well, thank you so much, Crunk Crunk, for coming through. Much love to him, showing love to the Nikki Rich Show. Y'all never know who's going to call in. I told you, we bring the hottest, man. You never know. Right now, we're going to go to the phone lines. We got a 713. 713, you are on the air. Tell us your name. And where you calling from?
Okay, this is Peaches from Louisville Park, Avanson.
Uh-huh. How
you
doing?
And I have a question.
How
are
you doing?
All right. Exactly how big are you? I haven't heard of you yet, so exactly how big are you? Are you nationwide or what?
Nikki Mitchell or me as an artist?
Yes.
Are you nationwide? Are you music nationwide or what?
My YouTube status is nationwide. You know, my YouTube is reaching 30,000. I'm able to track where my videos are being watched at who's watching them, you know, like the nation. And I mean, it's in the United States, it's in UK, it's in Japan. It's a, you know, it's a world where I think I have a lot of people that's on my Facebook that find me from my YouTube that live in Germany. You know what I mean? A lot of Germany producers have reached out to me. So it's a nationwide thing. It's not, it's a worldwide thing. It's not even just a local thing anymore.
Exactly.
Okay. I just
want to
know that.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And where are you calling from?
Texas.
Texas in the building. Shout out to Houston, Texas. Represent. You see, I
H-Town.
Told y'all. Yeah, Houston, Texas. Much love to everybody that's tuned in and all the callers that's listening in right now. Shout out to everybody. We got Crunk Crunk from Atlanta. We just had Houston, Texas in the building. And that is true. You know, that was a good question. I like how you asked, you know, do you consider yourself nationwide, local? Because I know sometimes I hear artists say, well, you know, we'll get on the interview and say, well, I'm a local artist here in Charlotte or here in whatever city. You know, you want to be worldwide. You want to be nationwide. You want to be global. You want everybody to know who you are. It doesn't matter, you know, if you got your little fan base in here in Atlanta or Charlotte. You know, when you go somewhere else, you want everybody to know who you are. And you can do that by taking your music and sharing your music. I see you got some more callers.
I
got a 618. 618, tell us your name and where you're calling from. We're live with G3.
618. Hello?
Hello?
Cheeseburgers.
Hello?
Yeah, we got a little kid on the line. Yeah, he took his mom's cell phone, you know what I mean, and that little track phone he got, you know.
No, that's, you know how sometimes you got people that call in and try to, you know, try to downplay the show.
Yeah,
you have people
we
do that, you know, from time to time. But it's all good. We keep it moving on the Nikki Rich Show. We have the hottest, like I said. We got to edit, but we always go back through and edit, so it's all good. But, you know, we're glad to have you in the building, G3. So,
you know. I'm happy to be here.
And, you know, we're going to be following up on your new music. We're going to be following up on everything you got going on. We're going to be displaying your music throughout, you know. So we want everybody to know who G3 is. We want them to know your story. And just so you know, G3 is on the NikkiRichShow.com official website, and all his information is there, his bio, his link, anything, any way you want to get in contact with him is there. Is there, so you can go ahead and check him out there, and you know, that's what it's all about. And any last words or anything you would like to share right now?
I just want to thank everybody that's tuning in, all my friends that I know they are tuning in right now. I want to thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and I know I will be seeing you probably next Tuesday. I do plan on performing at that place that you know about that's going down next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, we can't give out the goods, can we?
And I just want to thank everybody that's tuned in, everybody that go back to re-listen to this, everybody, I support you, and you know, I just want to say thanks to everybody.
And we thank you for sharing your story with us tonight. And we're going to continue to support you and your movement. And it's a lot of people that's listening right now. Shout out to everybody. I see we got 317-442-1361-8-713-404-504 in the building. But shout out to everybody that's listening right now. You know, those area codes is killing it right now. So I see ATL in the building showing love as well. and the 678. But we thank you again for being our guest tonight on Wind Down Wednesdays. This is how we do it. And we're just grateful to have you tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much. You're just listening to G3. You can go check him out. Follow him on Twitter at I'm So G3 because he's So G3. So you can follow him on Twitter. And right now we're going to get to this Backbone. We got a chance to talk with Backbone last week, 5 Deuce 4 Track.
Get your bets down, ladies and gentlemen. We have a shooter in the good room coming out for a new point. 6A strap, 6A a winner. Pay the front line, take the dough. He's made it the hard way. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. He's coming out again for a new point. 5 Deuce the point.
I'm still bucking like 5 Deuce 4 Trey. I'm still bucking like 5 Deuce 4 Trey. Somebody better tell 'em. I'm still bucking like 5 Deuce 4 Trey. Somebody better tell 'em. I'm still bucking like 5 Deuce 4 Trey. Somebody better tell 'em. I'm going to grid on that killer. They call it Front Street. Know about it. He worked the concrete to break daylight. You see him both up in the cut. I'm in that. I ain't serving them but good product. I smoke that blow, smoke that slang, smoke that thing. I'm coming, I ain't stressing. Nothing but pain. Keep the Chevrolet on side. I ain't with your girl, that's y'all chunk tied. I come through, set us up. Ripping with grain in the all glass up. You see him swerving on some 17-9. Just the FF on the stay right every time. I'm still bucking like 5 Deuce 4 Trey.
So many many people tuned in worldwide that's listening as we speak.
Check this out. It's your boy Warren G, and I'm doing it big right now on the Nicky Rich Show. If you don't know about it, now you know.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Radio station on the planet. We live.
Thank you.
Warren
LBC, thank you. And Nicky Rick, thank you.
As I travel this lonely gangster road, just me and my Negro, we still got dumb hydro. We just doubling it in the nightfall. That's when young girls go home, big girls put on small clothes. A party we will throw.
Yeah, all I need is the chronic to keep me fit. A bad bitch, a project apartment in two pits. Red chucks, a red bic to keep my cush lit. Thank God for what I get, but never really needed shit. I'm a hustler, nigga, that's how I got this red Bentley. Slayed the competition and told him that Dre sent me. Walked in the smoke like, what up, Loke? Cause Warren always got that bomb.com that make me choke. We gon' twist up eight for Nate. Blow the smoke through the clouds in hopes that it reaches the pearly gates. Now, how many niggas wanna throw up a dub and be surrounded by the baddest bitches up in the club? Yeah, it's the math, blood, sixes on the app, cuz Phantom got your girl pussy wetted in my bathtub. Fuck her all night, wake her up at six, lil mama grab your shit, get ghost.
As I travel this lonely gangster road, just me and my Negro, we still got dumb hydro. We just doubling it in the nightfall. That's when young girls go home, big girls put on small clothes. A party we will throw.
We will throw now.
Click, clack, what up? Zigzag, run up. Knick, knack, patty, whack, twisting up a fat sack. Tic, tac, toe up. I be in them streets like an intersection. I got connections from every section. Critical, political, let's kill a cow. Roll it up, now pass that shit around. My mental is cynical, original. Thinking you could see us? I'm like, nigga, how? I'm in that diamond lane. I'm in that diamond chain. Glistening, glowing. I'm sipping liquor. I'm blowing zippers. My nigga, I'm on one. I'm twisting the zone up. I'm sitting up low. My pistol shining. My chrome up, my nigga game got the gun low. One shot, mix a nigga brain like some gumbo. Uh-oh, all that tough talk, nigga, what for? Shut your scary ass up at the front door.
As I travel this lonely gangster road, just me and my Negro, we still got dumb hydro. We just doubling it in the nightfall. That's when young girls go home, big girls put on small clothes. A party we will throw.
Party we will throw now.
Couldn't nobody diss my nigga. Damn, I miss my nigga. Pull out a little liquor. Big Nate Dog, nigga 213. From the city by the sea where them G's ride. Turn around, baby, let me listen to the B-side. Slap that, tap that, after that, east side. As I travel this road, I see the street sign. Ready for whatever, Berettas, you know I keep mine.
LBCPT, nigga, we be OG to BG. That's where the we be killing. What? California, hey, load the strap, hop in the six tray. Snoop, what up, low? I'm headed to the east side. G-Ride, throwing up everything but the peace sign. Gold Daytonas, gangbang persona. Nigga trip, I'ma pop the top off his corona.
As I travel this lonely gangster road, just me and my Negro, we still got bum hydro.
We just doubling it in the nightfall.
That's when young girls go home, big girls put on small clothes. A party we will throw.
Party we will throw now.
All right, that was Warren G. Yes, party we will throw now. The game, as well as Nate Dogg. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. We still got some callers on the line. We want to go to 678-382. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name's John Best, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
ATL in the house. That's what I'm talking about. What's going on?
Oh, nothing, boy. I'm just a Best Boy representative, you know. You know, want to give a shout out to G3. You know, he's doing his thing. He done came a long way.
He is. And, you know, it's been an awesome night tonight. I was so glad to interview him. We've been trying to get with him. Because there's so many talented artists out here. And like I said, we like to bring in the best artists.
Yeah, definitely. He definitely on the rise. Everybody needs to look out for him because he's coming.
He is. He is. And we thank you for calling in tonight to the Nicky Rich Show.
I want to thank you for accepting my call. You know, it's unusual that I get through.
I feel
yes,
special
it,
now. You know, I want to call anybody. Did you hear me on the radio?
Well, you know what? They can always go back and listen to you on the radio on blogtalkradio.com/The Nicky Rich Show. Or you can go to iTunes and download this episode after the show is over and listen to it.
Oh, man, I got copies for everybody then.
And it's free. It's free.
And it's free?
Yeah.
Man, you're my new favorite person. Nicky Rich.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm
going to have to advertise you all over my Facebook page and everything.
Yeah, and tell everybody about the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich. You on Twitter or Facebook, go ahead and give out your link.
Right, right. I appreciate you, Nicky, and thanks for showing GT all that love, asking those important questions.
Oh, yeah. You know how we do it. No, I was saying now give out your links if you want to, your Facebook or Twitter, so that everybody will know and they can hit you up.
Oh, BestBoy78 on Twitter. I mean, I don't really know how that go, you know.
I'll put that out there.
I will definitely put that out there. You know, and once again, shout out to my nephew G3.
Mhm. Much love, and it's always good to have that support from your family. It's always good, and I know he greatly appreciates that.
Oh yeah, definitely, because you know it was looking pretty bad for a minute. You know.
Yeah, I mean, everybody got they struggles and they challenges, but he has overcome it, and he's just moving forward.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing, you know. Got his weight back, you know, rapping all the time, you know, all in the bathroom and everything. You
know? Now, see, you wanna bring him out. He said he rapped all the time. That's what I'm talking about. You gotta practice.
Right. I think he probably came out there with some good material, you know?
Yeah. Well, we thank you for calling in and making us laugh tonight, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
See, you can't let family get on the radio. You can't let them. They're gonna embarrass you.
Right, you can't wait for me to get on there. I was like, okay, all right, well, I have to show myself. You know, messed up and let me get through. Hey, but you know what? Now I'm aware of your show. I'm gonna check it out, and I like how your up and coming artist is on there. That's just great. You're doing big things, Ms. Rich.
Oh yes, and tomorrow we got Serious Pimp Apparel coming on. You know. If you don't know about it, it's the Snoop Dogg apparel, as well as we got Mac Joker, out of Atlanta, going to be here with Mac Tight Entertainment. So it's going to be a hot show tomorrow. And on Friday, we got Sunny Digital coming through and DJ Spence. It's going to be hot the rest of the week, you know?
Yeah, and I'm going to be tuned in. You got me now.
Okay, and we air from 7:30 to 9:30. Tonight we had a special time. So all this week we've been having a special time because of the holidays. So we still getting it in on the holidays, but we've been having a special time. So it's been hot.
I see. It's like, I don't know, this was just a good look. It was a good look, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I know his head held high, his chest all out and everything, you know. With his pretty boy swag, you know how he is.
Oh, yeah. We thank you for calling in. Follow me on Twitter as well at Miss Nicky Rich, MSNIKKIRICH.
Will do. You have a good night.
Thank you. Good night. Now we're going to get into some hot independent artist music. We got that Neo Kid Ross, Ain't Shawty Bad. And this goes out to Courtney Nicole. I promote.
Run the on call in the extra line open. I'm game. Like a fast break, LeBron on the center. Ain't got ass a phone ringing right now. I make a play. Like a fast break, LeBron with the slam.
I got waiting for the right number. Grind winners in summer. Play after play after play after play. Couple spots in the under. They pay switching numbers. I'm play after play after play after play.
All right, Mac Joker. Yes, she can. Yes, she can. Shout out to Mac Joker. ATL will be our guest tomorrow night. Right now, we want to go to the phone lines. I see we got a 310-810-889. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
DJ Hustle, Long Beach, California.
DJ Hustle, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Hustle,
yes,
hustle.
Ma'am. How you doing, Mom?
Hey. Welcome to the Nikki Rich
Show. Thank you very much, Miss Nikki Rich Show.
Yay. Awesome. Now, you know, we know you've been hustling over there on Long Beach. You know, tell everybody that's listening who do not know who DJ Hustle is. Go ahead and let them know right now.
All right. For those who don't know who I am, my name is DJ Hustle from California, Long Beach, California. I'm DJing for the All Hip Hop mixtape. It drops in July 1. So there should be a few slots left, or if you want to be on the mixtape for allhiphop.com. What they'll do is they're going to press up 10,000 CDs, and they'll distribute the CDs through Miami, through New York, L.A., and Chicago, the four major hubs. Also, what they'll do, they'll put the mixtape on their site for download. So if you're an independent artist, and the charge cost is $2,500. What happens is, if you got a hot song,
mm-hmm.
not just the homies here to hear the song, record labels go to the site too of All Hip Hop. You know what I mean? If your song was getting 10,000 downloads in one day, they're going to represent. They're going to like, who is this dude? Who is this female? Who is this person? We want to get a hold of them. So
okay.
To the average artist, if you are serious about your hustle, being an MC, rapper, dance rapper, whatever it may be, this might be a good look for you. On the real.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
You know what I mean? I mean, $2,500 is nothing compared to what we spend paying to do shows on weekends, paying to do this, paying to do that. So it's really up to the artist what they want to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And that's major. You know, you're giving them an outlet, and I know everybody know about that outlet.
Yeah.
And it's a brand in itself.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, they do so much, and I'm surprised they got me. I was like, y'all want me to do it? They're like, yeah, you. I'm like, I got nervous because I already know what the implications are. On top of that,
mm-hmm.
You know, they like my TV show, Hustle TV, and that I get 1 million views a week. End. You know, they come on Friday and Saturday nights here in L.A., and I'm telling artists from across the country, if you want to be on TV, come on. All I'm going to do is I'm going to see what you got on YouTube, see how you rock. If you rock nice, holler at your boy. I will put you on TV for nothing. If you guys I will put you on TV for nothing. So I'm going to say it again very slow so you can understand what I'm saying because I know I talk fast. I'm from L.A. I got to. Sometimes I get in the jam, sometimes I don't. I talk fast. If you're an artist listening in right now to Nikki Rich, I'm telling you, I will put you on Hustle TV right now. All you got to do is call me.
Oh, I'm putting it right now.
All you got to do is 562-231-7435. Hit me on Twitter at DJ Hustle, Hustle TV. I'm my player. If you got talent, I don't care if you can beatbox. I don't care if you can rap. You rap slow, fast, whatever it may be, whatever you want to do. And if you're serious about your hustle, come out to Long Beach. I will put you on TV. I got mean views. It's on every week consecutively. And what I'm thinking about doing is changing it up to just a video show. You know what I'm saying? If you got videos, yeah, I know you do, Nikki, because you be grinding harder than me sometimes. I'm scared of you. I don't know. I should call you Hustle. You feel me? So,
Rich Hustle.
Yeah, Rich Hustle. So my thing is I want to help the independent artists out because I see how it's closing down hip-hop right now, all over the clubs, especially in L.A. They want to hear dance music. And I'm telling the producers out there, you need to be versatile. It's very serious. Mm-hmm. DJs, get your skills up. I'm serious. They cut the black ones out. I'm probably one of the, it's probably like five DJs in LA that are black that are working. So DJs,
wow.
I'm telling you. I'm not playing. I'm not talking about just the house. I'm talking about doing clubs. It's hard in the club because you got, you know, no disrespect to the SAs, to the Asians. They're taking over. And they're hustling. They're out hustling the brothers. So we got to hustle
mm-hmm.
hard too because even though we started this art as DJs, nothing is going to be given to you. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to give you nothing.
Not.
So you got to practice every day, every night. Stop having too many damn babies and baby mama drama. Look, hold your girl down, do what you do, and keep it going. Because DJs are far and few in between now, guys, out there. And ladies.
Yeah, exactly.
Ladies out there who get down, too. So I'm saying this to all the guys out there who produce and DJ. Come on, we need you. Our game is getting shorter and smaller and smaller. The circle is getting smaller, okay?
It is. It truly is.
And it's scaring me right now. When I go, like, to New York, I see all these people. I don't say, I'm a producer. I'm a DJ. I'm like, damn, what about that? I'm black. I got to represent my culture. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, where we at?
Mm-hmm.
I look at VET and I see everybody who's not black on there. I'm like, okay, hold up. Let me make something up here. Hold on. What's going down? I'm nervous. You know, we got talent. Because right now, I see that hip-hop don't need black people no more. They got the Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
They got Yella Wolf, Justin Bieber. They got this hot super producer, David Guetta. I can't think of homeboy's name right now. Cascade. We have two black producers. We need y'all, man. We need y'all to step up and give good beats. And artists, when producers ask you for their money, pay them. Don't try to negotiate. Because when you call the ill will, they're not negotiating. They're telling you a price because he's in demand. Whoever doing mixtapes right now are in demand. Find your good DJ in your state that you can see eye to eye and get with him and support that brother or sister. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly, man. We got so many people that's listening right now. You know I'm blasting it on Twitter, the good information that you're giving. You know, for those who are just tuning in right now, go ahead and just repeat a little bit of what you just said, just a little bit.
Okay, you want me to water it down a little bit, so I will. DJs, please focus on your skills because the game for black DJs is dwindling. The game for black music is dwindling. Right now, what I do is I track all my mixes. I track everything because hip-hop as a whole is shrinking. They try to keep us out of the clubs. So you got to keep making black music. Out here in Long Beach, man, it's about dance music out here now. Everything is
dance and pop.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with dance and pop, but we need to do that music too. You know what I'm saying? We're getting pushed out of the game, and we started the game. So guys out there, ladies out there who's producing, I'll keep it short, Nikki. You guys got to keep making music. You guys got to keep practicing.
Mm-hmm.
The DJ game is getting smaller and smaller. It's like it's about five top DJs out here in L.A., and I'm one of them. And I don't like saying it like that, but for the black guys, we don't network. He hating, I'm hating, I'm mad, he mad. I'm like, no, not really. Let's get together. It's not about hating. Let's get together and form a union. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
In the South, y'all get along, even if you don't like each other. In the West, we tripping. Hold on, homeboy like that, man. Homeboy acting like he a clown. He Coco Buddha, whatever, you know, whatever they say. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, let's get in it and get it in. You know what I'm saying, Nikki?
Mm-hmm. That's real. That is so real.
Let's work.
And we're trying to open up these doors for these artists, you know, at the time, right now, you know, now is the time. And we're telling them, you know, they can come to L.A. and be on Hustle TV.
Come on.
You know, and then you got the mixtape. Everybody
right.
know about the mixtape.
And that's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
By itself. All hip-hop, I'm hosting the mixtape. It drops July 1. It's $2,500 to get on it. But what they do, they print up 10,000 CDs. And they put them out in New York, L.A., Miami, and Chicago. They give them all to all the DJs across the country. On top of that,
okay.
they put they put the player for download on all hip hop. So if you're an independent artist who got a slamming song, guess who sees that? Not just the homies and the girls and the guy, it's the record labels, because all hip hop is extended right now. So if your song is banging, you won. You put your profile on there, your contact information on there, and you won.
Exactly. That's
real.
It's
all good.
And the door is open to
right now,
all...
wide open. Wide open. I'm telling you, the door is wide open. Wide open.
So artists always looking for somewhere to go. Here's your chance. L.A., the door is open. Go fly. Fly out to L.A.
Come on. I'm telling you, come on out. It's like an NFL team. We need to be in L.A. We used to have two. Now we got none. The door is open. The Lakers ain't playing. The Clippers ain't playing. The door is open. Somebody come in and snatch it up.
Oh, yeah. I see they got something going on with the Lakers and the Clippers. Which one is going to be, you know, to see which one they're going to choose?
Nah, we already know that L.A. is a Lakers team. So, I mean, if the Clippers win one, they cool. But they got to do more than just win one. L.A. is the L.A. Lakers. I know, you know, that's how it really is. We just L.A. Lakers all day. But we love the Clippers, too. I love everything about L.A., you know. But I'm telling you, artists, if you out there listening in, I'll give you my number, 562-231-7435. Call me. Leave a message. Don't be bashful. You're a rapper. You want to get on. Call me. Leave a message. I'll answer the phone. If I answer the phone, because I'm talking to Nicki Rich or somebody else. So, and don't be, yeah, what's up? Homie, you know what's up. I'm telling you. Don't act all cool. Put your mouthpiece on. If you too cool to talk, give it somebody who can talk for you. Don't be calling me, yeah, what's up? You heard you on the radio, homeboy. That ain't going to work. Hey, look, I heard what you was talking about earlier. Let's how we get down. You know what I'm saying? Show me something. I'm telling you,
yeah.
I'm giving you opportunity to get it.
And you got to be ready at all times, you know, not about games. This is about business.
Oh, yes. It's about straight business. So what's going on with you, Nicki Rich? Tell me something.
Good. Nothing much. I sold, you know, we've been talking. First of all, everybody that's listening right now, we are live with DJ Hustle Hard.
Thank you, baby.
You like
I
did that.
I did. I was like, oh, where you going with it? I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, I just did it in a slower pace. But DJ Hustle, we live with him, giving all the artists the opportunity to come out to Los Angeles, California, or Long Beach, California. And he said you can get on Hustle Grind. Is that Hustle Grind TV?
Nah, it's Hustle TV. And the
Hustle
Grind is the website. So, yeah, Hustle TV has 1 million views twice a week. That's on Friday nights and Saturday nights at 7:30 p.m. Time Warner Cable, Channel 36. Not only that, after I do the show, I edit the videos and put them on my website at hustlegrind.com. So basically, they're getting double exposure because, you know, web is everywhere. But TV is TV.
Uh-huh.
So I get 1 million views Friday and 1 million views on Saturday. And what I do, I take it to another level. I go out into the community. I'm in Compton. I'm in Watts. I'm in West L.A., East L.A. I'm everywhere in L.A. and in Long Beach.
That's real. That's real right there. And anytime you go to, you know, coming from the East Coast to the West Coast, it's always good getting that exposure because the music is totally different. It's totally different.
Oh, man, yes. The music is out here, the music is off the chain.
Yeah.
So I know when I go to the East Coast, I'm going to get a full-fledged introduction to the South and East. Because I went to the East last year. I was in New York. And I was like, wow, these cats is not playing. Wow.
It's different.
They were like, son, where you from, son? I'm like, oh, man, calm down. I'm nervous because the fuck keeps yelling at me. You know, but that's how CeeLo. So I was like, okay, I got you. So we know we walked the same guy out of there. They wasn't playing.
Well, that's cool, man. Well, I see we got some callers. We're going to go to 770-875. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's going on? I'm TG the Great, calling. I'm based in Atlanta, representing Move Right Entertainment. Just been checking you out. I'll be seeing you live on Twitter, so just calling, checking in. I see you got DJ Hustle up here, and I just want to, you know, see what, you know, he got going on with this, what is it, a video show or something? TV show?
I got a TV show, and I'm hosting the All Hip Hop mixtape that's coming out in July 1.
Oh, okay, okay. Cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
you definitely
got to
link up.
Yeah, definitely.
It is.
Yeah, so definitely. How many artists you got, bro? How many artists do you have?
Two artists. I got an artist named Locke, and I got another artist named Gara. He's both of my artists are here in Atlanta, but Locke, he's originally from Detroit, and Gara is originally from New York.
Okay, all right. Well, send me some of their music, bro.
Excuse me?
Send me some of their music.
Yeah, no doubt, definitely. I'll definitely do that. I'll hit you up on the email.
I'll do it right. You got a pen handy? I'll give him an email right now.
Yeah, I got a pen handy.
All right, for those that are listening right now, here's my email. My email is DJ Hustle. That's DJ Hustle, HUSTLE, 411 at Gmail. DJ Hustle, 411 at Gmail. And I respond to everybody.
Cool.
So I'm just going to go to your email saying, Hustle!
There you go. I love you, though. You know I love you for that. I love you for that, Mom.
I'm just messing. It's Wind Down Wednesdays on the Nikki Rich Show. We got to have fun live with DJ Hustle. And we thank you for calling in. What is your name again?
It's PG the Great. Move Right Entertainment is the name of our company.
Okay. And are you on Twitter?
Yeah, we're on Twitter. I'm actually following you, Nikki. Actually retweeted a lot of your stuff. So, yeah, and I'm now following you, DJ Hustle. So, by the way, I see you hosting the All Hip Hop mixtape. One of my artist Locke, has been featured on All Hip Hop a couple of times.
Okay, that's what's up. So we're going to get it in again, man. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
And
let's get it.
Burn up. Definitely, I appreciate y'all.
I appreciate you calling in.
PJ the Great, can you go ahead and give out your web links, too, in case they want to check out your artists? Because we always like to support that as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can hit us up. You can check us out on www.moverightentertainment.com. We spell right, R-I-T-E. And you can download, you know, mixtapes there, and we got plenty of music working on that we're going to be hanging on with in the future.
Most definitely. That's real. That's real right there. And everybody listening, you know, you just never know who's going to call in. And shout out to PG the Great.
That's right.
You know, much love to you. You know, it's always good to see that. And hit me on Twitter, too, so... You know, I got thousands of followers, so I would love for you to hit me on Twitter. You know, I try to get to everybody, but, you know, it's hard.
I'll definitely do that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
DJ Hustle, you know, you're giving artists and you're giving entertainment companies the opportunity to showcase their artists. I think that's really hot. It's amazing. It's hard out here. You know, getting that exposure, it's not a lot of people.
No, it's not. Because what I found out when, you know, me being in the club all the time, I see people trying to get over on the artist. And the artist is the one that's really trying to make it for him and her or their family or whatnot. And they don't have a lot of money. You know what I mean? I mean, it's cool to charge, you know, a little something, but not raping somebody. So... I chose to go TV. I chose to go to the TV route instead of the club route because I want stars to feel like they're on TV. I want them to feel important. So that's why I changed from being in a club, having artists perform to pay to go to TV. But the TV thing is you got to step your game up. So that means you got to come mm-hmm. professional, you got to pull your pants up, and you got to talk without cussing because it's TV.
Right. And that's another thing I don't think people realize, you know, being on TV and being on air is totally different than what you visualize it, period. It's just
right.
different, you know. Until you actually go through it. Some people have never been on the radio, and they have so many comments, well, you should do this and you should do that, but when they actually on it, they're like, wow, I didn't
yeah.
know it was like this. it's
yeah.
different, you
Very
know?
Different.
And
different.
And then they start to think like, oh, okay. You know, I understand. I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to be professional, like you said. You got to come correct. And it's totally different when you're dealing with the industry leaders and executives. It's totally different. Your friend's going to tell you you sound good all day long. Oh, you good. You're going to hear it all day long. But,
right,
you know,
right.
it takes another person to tell you, look, you got work to do. You know, this is not right, and that is not right. Don't let your friends influence you by saying, oh, they just saying something. Because these people know they hear it all the time. Even artists that come on the Nicki Rich show, I hear them, and sometimes it can be repetitive. You
right.
know, coming on the show, think about your interview and just think people worldwide is listening to this show. They're going to listen to you over and over again, not just one time. They're going to listen to you over and over again. So when you coming on here and you cussing and you're trying to be cool, you know, just think about your representation of yourself.
Right.
And how people are going to see you. You haven't made it yet.
Exactly. If you don't understand, it's an art to interview people. It's an art to make people feel comfortable. Because everybody who rap don't have to be trained. That you know, they need training. Like, if you think about, like, back in the old days, like Motown, they had classes. You know what I'm saying? How to talk, how to carry yourself, what to say.
Yeah.
If someone, you know, jumps on you verbally, how to respond without being like you're about to be screw facing and stuff. So we need that again so artists can be able to talk on radio and sound intelligent and do what they got to do to promote themselves and their group. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Exactly. That's so true. It's so true. But, you know, we're glad to have you here, you know, on the Nicki Rich Show.
Hey, I wouldn't be on a broke show. Y'all, I'm on a Richie show all the time.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to have to get you to do a drop for the Nicki Rich Show. DJ Hustle, I need you to bring it, you know?
You know what,
we need one for the Nicki Rich Show.
You know I will. When you come to California, Mama? When you come to California?
One day in my lifetime.
I'm gonna tell you like I tell everybody else. When you come to California, you gotta come prepared. You gotta have your money game right. You gotta know, actually find somebody out here and ask them where to go, when have to go. And even when you get here, go check it out. Don't be afraid. Don't go off no rumors. I mean, we have a million game bangers here, but so what? They don't shoot everybody every day. You know?
How you going to say you got a million gangbangers and then say so what?
So what? I mean, yeah, I know them all damn near, but, you know, so what? I mean, they party too, hell. Everybody ain't gunning every day, you know? I mean, there's rough cities all across the country. I feel like this. I was in Detroit. I was like, I want to go home. Detroit's a rough city, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to people over in Detroit. Y'all hold it down in Detroit. I was like, man, I want to go home. Man, you scary? I said, I want to go back to California, man.
Is it that bad?
Detroit is rough. And I was there
wow.
with the people that was cool. I'm like, hey, man, you sure we got to go out to the club tonight? Yeah, put this vest on. I'm the DJ. For what? Detroit is cool. I mean, it lets you know where you at, you know, because at any given time, anything, no matter where you at, can jump off. But just have some manners about yourself, and you'll be all right.
He said a vest on the DJ. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm telling you, that stuff is heavy.
That is crazy. That's crazy.
You know what? It sounds crazy, but it's true. I mean, in certain places, you got to be prepared. And I mean,
oh, yeah. I mean, I always did wonder how is it when a fight break out in the club? You know, because if I was a DJ, I'd be playing the music, and then as it's going on, I start doing.
No, I'll tell you how I go.
One time and be walking out the door.
No, this is what happens in the club when the fight starts. Okay, you know, usually when the fight starts, we're playing, you know, hip-hop. So what happens is you got to play a white song. Because when they throwing punches to that song and you put on Britney Spears, you're like, what the hell? I can't even beat this nigga's ass because I'm playing. Oh, no, man. Okay, or throw something like Sublime or something, the whole momentum shift will change. So what happens is we have a meeting before the club start. We get there about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and we say, hey, this is the time we should tone it down a little bit so everybody go to the bar and drink. You know, it's a plan. It's a well-oiled machine if you do it right. From 9 to 11, you pump hard, good music. From 11 to 12 o'clock, you mediocre, so everybody was sitting around looking at the DJ, like, what the hell are you playing? At 12:15 is when everything else is all hits. From hits from the West Coast, hits from the South, hits from like down in the Deltas, then hits from New York from the rest of the night. Now, if you have a performance, then it's a whole different thing. But usually that's how we work it. We do, you know.
I mean, do you still keep DJing while somebody fighting?
I do. We do. We have to because there's no dead spots. Like in the show, you can't have dead spots in the show. But what we do is we play crazy songs so their momentum will. Because a song will make you love somebody or make you hate somebody. So what we do, we got throwaway songs. Like I'll throw one with the chicken dance all of a sudden, have people laughing. I'll do anything. Because once you hear chicken, you're like, I can't fight this dude now. Because damn. No, because the actual fight has 3-4 minutes.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
Just so we know, everybody, we have DJ Hustle in the building. And I see we got more callers on the line. It's been crazy on the phone lines. We got a 910-310-399. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Rummy Shaw calling from Wilmington, North Carolina. What's happening?
What's going on?
What's going on, brother?
Chilling, man. I had a couple of questions for you.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Like, I see that you're based in L.A., right? And I listen. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I listen to a lot of L.A. artists. In fact, like, I spent time in the Bay or whatnot. I got an album that's already out, and I got some other stuff I'm working on. But how do you feel right now about the LA scene, and what could the rest of hip hop learn from what they got going on? Because the rest of the world might not know about Dom K or Overdose or Kendrick or Schoolboy for that matter. You know what I'm saying? So what could everybody else learn from that?
Right now, LA is recovering from the South. The South came in and took the breath out of LA. Right now, the LA scene is bubbling again. We are just now starting to really come back with Kendrick Lamar, the YG, Nipsey Hussle, Game, Glasses Malone, and several other artists out there right now. They are really coming out. I'm telling you, right now is the best time for music right now because everything is changing. So even in the Bay Area, music is really on the come up too. I mean,
the whole nine,
you know what I mean?
It is. Well, if you would, whenever you find time, I want you to check out SoundCloud, Twitter. I'm on a lot of different networks at Rummy Shad. That's RUMMIE space SHAAD. And, you know what I'm saying? Spread the word about the words because it's potent music, you feel me? So I just wanted to call and say thanks for your time and whatnot.
And you got to connect with him. You got to connect with him.
Right, right. I'm here.
Don't leave, man. He was like, I'm out. No, I'm good, man. I tell you what. You got a pin on you, homie? You got a pin?
Hold on 1 second. I just broke my tib on my fib. I'm just recovering, so I got to hop around real quick.
All right, we'll wait for you, bro. Hop around. That's cool.
That's real grind right there. That's true grind.
That's a real grind.
I got 7 screws put in my leg on a plate about a month ago.
Okay.
All right, I got a pen in my hand right now.
All right, I'm going to give you my number right now. It's 562.
562.
231.
Uh-huh.
7435. That's the number. I'm going to give you my email, so you can email me your information.
Okay.
My email is djhustle411 at gmail.
Okay.
Just hit me anytime.
I'm going to do it ASAP, my man.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna do it
ASAP. Where are you calling from now?
Wilmington, North Carolina, home of Michael Jordan.
Wilmington. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Wilmington.
Mr. Tar Heel himself.
Yeah.
That's cool. Go ahead, and you got Twitter, I know. Go ahead and give out your Twitter, your link.
Yes, Rummishaad, Rummie underscore Shaad at Twitter, and on Facebook is Rummishaad, Rummie space Shaad. My email is Rummy on Rahav, RummieOnRahav at gmail.com.
And Rummishaad, follow Nikki Rich on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich.
I'm one step ahead of you, baby girl. I got you.
Okay. I'm just making sure. You know, not everybody.
Yes,
follow Nikki Rich. I need more followers. Follow me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Keep grinding, my man.
Hey, man, you too, brother. Just hit me on the email, man. You have my Twitter and everything right there right at your fingertips.
All right, thanks.
You got it, brother. Be blessed, man. Right,
you too.
Much love. Man, we've been getting it in tonight, getting it in.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it's about. It's about networking and talking, you know what I mean? Nothing wrong with talking and networking.
That's what it's all about, you know? We getting it in. We making it happen.
Always. You always make it happen. That's why you're in the coalition now. DJ Hustle, let's get it.
Yes, that's what it is, DJ Hustle. We're going to continue to, make it happen. We're going to continue to support everything that you got going on. And shout out to all the listeners that's tuned in right now. You know, if you're listening in, you're getting that good information. We're giving that good tonight from DJ Hustle. And we always have, doors open for artists, and tonight is the night.
All right, Betty Wright, there you go. That's real tough.
I know that's
nice right. Tonight.
Well, it's been so awesome, having you on. And it's been a pleasure, and you're welcome to come back anytime to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate it, babe.
Is there any last words,
If everybody out there, if no one tells you they love you, I love you, okay? Always have a blessed day. Always stand up for yourself. If you're in an abusive relationship, get out of it, because it's better to be single and happy than being in a relationship hurt. So kids, stay in school. If you got good parents, respect them. If you don't, respect them anyway and find you a role model that's not on TV. Do your best. Always grind. Hustle hard. I'm going to give out my information one more time, Nikki. My email is djhustle411 at gmail. Hit me on the celly, 562-231-7435. Hustle TV, DJ Hustle. We out.
DJ Hustle, hard.
Hard.
All right, thank you, DJ Hustle, for coming through to the Nikki Rich Show. Right now, we're going to play this Deuce Style, McCutcheon 76, if you give it to me.
How many times I ask you to do a song with me? Is it distraction? Is it just me? I know I got power, but I don't know how to use it. But the power I got, niggas want it and they can't have it. Why should I share when I look back at the 90s? How niggas came with action 9-6 trying to blind me. Now they gone, or either fell off and shit. Some dead, I don't know why that nigga did that. Killed himself, maybe that was to get back. My old neighborhood, fucked up, no doubt. 724 don't look the same. Nothing but ghosts and memories. Old friends, I only got three. They can depend on me. Money number two, I keep the Lord number one, my seed number three. The war has just begun. Some rappers live like eagles, some starve like crows. Falling in love with the wrong hoe, now she got your dough.
Give it to me, somewhere else. Another world.
Niggas is sick because them 2 for 2s is getting old. He was just talking to us the other day, now his body cold. And I still got that nigga cab number in my phone. I leave it there when I start thinking about him. My little brother acting like he don't give a fuck about nothing. I used to be in his shoes, so I got to stand by him. Xbox, you got it. Money, he never worried. It's every man's duty to protect the ones he loves. Son turned killer. The gun was running his mind. He got a scholarship in crime, doing things his daddy do. Talking shit to hell with you if you criticize. Niggas living off lies. I feel like I'm dying inside. I'm not your ordinary guy. I pray that's all I can do. I do it for you. But drop a gem on your crew. Bomb on them. And I don't have to reply, nigga. I'll shine on them.
I'll shine on them. Give it to me. Can't take you somewhere else. Never world with nobody goes.
I keep it real with my lady, cause I don't want another nigga taking care of my baby. I got a point to prove. Never been scared to lose. Problems stack up like beer bottles. Called Lo the other day. He said he got the hood unlocked. I told him that I got the same plans, but I'm coming out the pocket. Jay heartbroken, my nigga, suck it up. Kick your dick on your money and override your mind. Get that pussy on the low. Problems in the future, you're fine. I understand what I did was wrong. And talking about my mother, that's another song. Y'all niggas had no choice but to love me. But I know some don't. Things that you got to live with. It's like a feeling that I can't explain when the basis. Tell her to get her money the next time I talk to my sister. It's going to be my life for your life, man, when I see ya.
Give it to me, can't take you somewhere else. There's a world with nobody.
All right, you're listening to Duke Style, McCutcheon 76. If you give it to me, based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Our lines have been buzzing. It's been ham tonight. It's Wind Down Wednesdays on the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to go to 770-770. You on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I mean, it's Dead Fresh, Black Julius Caesar. I'm calling from College Park.
Dead Fresh.
What's going on, Mr. Nikki Rich? Man, you know me, man.
Oh yeah, Dead Fresh. Now Dead Fresh, you gonna have to link up with DJ Hustle as well. You know he out in LA, you know,
yeah.
And definitely most definitely gotta link up with him.
Yo, I was listening to him. I was listening to the show. You know, listening to him talk about like how they fighting in the club out there in LA. I had to go follow him real quick. I was like, hey, that sounds like. Atlanta right quick, you know, we used to get down in the fucking
yeah.
You know,
is it like that in the A?
It used to be, you know, like when Lil Jon and Pastor Troy, and, you know, like a lot more local artists were making that crunk, you know, that real high energy sound. It was live. Like we used to have a club out here called The Bounce. Man, if you went to the metal, you had to come in there. You had to come in there with the strap or like a bat or something. You know what I mean? Like you're not. Yeah, you gotta come in here 10 deep. Do not come in here. You know, with 5 homeboys thinking that you're gonna make it out safely. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta
is crazy.
Like
that's crazy, yo. And, you know, you definitely got to link with him because he's giving artists the opportunity, you know, to come out to L.A., be on Hustle TV, as well as, you know, got the mixtape going on. Just so many opportunities, you know, and I tell the artists, you know, it costs to be the boss, but also just be sure to choose what you feel will benefit you in the long run. You know,
that's
right there, Fresh.
Yes, ma'am. I'm on
definitely. And I want to say congratulations on you been doing big things. You got a chance to participate in Blaze the Stage this weekend, and you killed it. You rocked the stage, and everybody loved you. I know you know, I got a chance to see you, and everybody was giving you so much feedback. You know, that's showing love in the Carolinas. So, what was that feeling like when you saw that everybody was showing you love?
It was surreal. Like I can't even lie to you. Like, I was so surprised because, you know, just as an artist, like, I'm really hard on myself. Like, I always say, oh, man, I could have did this better. I could have did that better. And,
mm-hmm.
Like, after the performance, like, I was talking to my manager, like, man, I felt like I should have did this and that. And then, like, no, maybe not even 15, 20 seconds after we had stepped outside, you know, somebody had a camera in my face, like, yo, that was crazy. You know, you was up there killing it, Blase Squad, you know, so it was really humbling, you know, to have the people show me love like that. Like,
and to interview you, you know, and I know they interviewed you, so just that opportunity in itself, you're going to be on TV somewhere else, you know?
Yeah, so, it's crazy. You know, I went and performed at Myrtle Beach, the Black Bike Week.
Okay, how did that go?
Man, that was dope. That was probably like real, for real. It was better than the BET on Blazer State. It was better than the Blazer State performance. Like, straight up, like, I was out there.
You was ready. It just gave you a pump up. Like, first you was just doing the warm up. But when you went to the beach, you was ready, right?
I was out there with my shirt off, Ms. Rich. I'm talking about, I performed 4 songs.
Wow, like, that's hot.
Yeah, it was crazy. I had like my own, it was like my first mini concert, so it was dope. Yeah.
And that was the Carolina love. You know, you see how you did, you know, you was able to move. You know, you made some moves, and I like how you did that. You did like a little tour.
For real. You know, we waiting on you to come down here to Atlanta and get on with us, Miss Rich.
Oh yeah, I'll be on Tuesday. I'm coming through Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll be down in the city. You know.
Yeah. We gotta get up, man. We gotta get up. You gonna come on the show?
Oh yeah. You know it. We are gonna make it happen. ATL.
Well, I've been
telling a lot of people about you too. For all those artists out there, independent artists, y'all giving them an opportunity. Go ahead and give out your information and your announcement about your radio show.
Well, I call it the radio show. It's called For the Love of Music. It comes on live in Atlanta Tuesday through Thursday from 12 to 3 p.m. And we play basically about 95% indie artists. But the thing is, we play your music for free. You know, there is a screening process, but we do play your music for free. Like I said, we're live in Atlanta. We reach over 300,000 listeners. It's me, my co-host, Ms. Danny Jacobs, and Nick Dawes. So you can follow all of us on Twitter or on Facebook. But definitely, if you want to send your music in, send it to music@missdannyjacobs.com. That's music@missdannyjacobs, MSDANIGACOBS.com. Or you can send the music to junkymusicent@gmail. That's JUNKYMUSICENT@gmail.com. either way, you know, we'll get you played on the radio, man. So we're just looking forward to, you know, really trying to build that buzz for indie artists because a lot of people aren't showing indie artists love, you know. Not too many
that's
indie careers. Yeah.
Yeah, that's real. And, you know, we're excited about your movement and everything you got going on. What's up coming up next with Dead Fresh?
Dead Fresh, man, what do I got coming up? Let's see, I'm shooting a music video June 7th. But that's for Calvin Commas. I got a video for Crook coming out on World Star Hip Hop. So that's coming up probably. So I'm probably gonna shoot that this weekend. So that's gonna be real dope. That's gonna be an all ladies video, no dudes in there. So that'll be good for, you know, good for the dudes. You know, dudes would really rock with that. Give it a different, give it a visual, you know, for the song. So also, August 17th, I'll be performing in North Carolina, in Marion, I think, Marion, North Carolina, with Troop 41.
Okay.
And Carolina Tie, so I'm actually special invited guest for that and to headline the party. So be on the lookout for that. I'm coming back to North Carolina to kill the stage again. Man, you know Miss Nigga Rich a lot. I got a mixtape dropping end of July. My first mixtape be dropping at the end of July. So that's coming up. I'm looking forward to letting the world hear my sound because, you know, they hear Count Commas and they think I'm a certain type of artist. You know, but, you know, I'm so, like you said, outside the box. I got so many different types of songs. I got a song with Pleasure P coming out at the end of July. So, you know, I want people to look forward to that, too. Like, I'm not a one-trick pony, you know?
Okay.
And my manager said, what's up, too, Ms. Nikki Rich? She always be talking about you, man.
Tell him I said hello. Yeah, shout out to him. Doing big things. Much love. Much love. And we're so glad about, you know, your management as well because, you know, you got a good team behind you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, you know, I feel like, that's part of the key. Like, you got to have the right team first. You know, you got to have people that's going to support you. And then, you know, at the same time, be honest with you, too. Like, I don't have anybody on my team that would be like, you know, that would agree with everything I do. If I'm wrong, they tell me. And I appreciate that, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's real.
From him to vaccine, you know, they stay in my ear, do this, do that, do this, do that, you know.
That's real. That is so real. But we are so excited about your movement and whatever else is going on with Dead Fresh Shot It. And we thank
that.
You. Now go ahead and give out your Twitters right quick.
Yeah, man, y'all can follow me on Twitter, Dead Fresh Shot It. DEDFRESHSHAWTY. Follow my manager at IASKEDREALLY, IASKED, really, REALLY. And then, you know, man, follow the movement at Junkie Music, JUNKYMUSIC, man. You know, we follow back, we show love. It's not all about music all the time. We have a good time, too. So, you know, follow us, man. We follow you back. No stop.
That's what it is. That's what it's all about. I ask really. Well, thank you so much. And we got that crook and that Count and Commas. You know, we're going to leave tonight. We're winding things down here on the Nikki Rich Show. Mm-hmm. And we're going to wind down with that Dead Fresh Count and Commas. Thank you to everybody that tuned in tonight. Listen to the Nikki Rich Show. Be sure and tune in tomorrow. We got Mac Joker. We got Serious Pimp from the West Coast. Dead Fresh, you definitely got to tune in tomorrow. The West Coast is going to be in full effect again tomorrow. And you don't want to miss that. So tune in tomorrow. Everybody follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH. If you want to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, all you got to do is call me at 980-216-6717. Or hit us up at NikkiRichShow.com, our official website. Thanks again for listening. We end by saying we wish you all the best. Much love and success. We end by saying God bless. God bless. We leave you tonight. Good friends.
I be that fresh, like I'm prepped for trial. And I be the shit. the judge, he gave me dial. Yo, with this one, so I call him Nile. 26 years old, so talking about retiring. May not be that fresh, like I'm prep for trial. And I beat him, the judge, he gave me dial. Yo, with this one, so I call him Nile. 26 years old, talking about retiring.
I get that check, I get that check. I get that check.